Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, September 19th, 2014, and it be Speak Like a Pirate Day, ye mateys. I'm not going to get invited back to my own show after that, I bet. Yeah. So with me today, I have my two buccaneers. Kelly Cumont. How are you, Kelly?
Arr, matey. How you be?
I be fine. And and me other matey, John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I be fine, too.
Again, why do I even get invited back to my own show? Anyhow, so in addition to this being Talk Like a Pirate Day, it's also iPhone 6 and 6 Plus launch day. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, we had homework from yesterday.
I did my homework. So did Kelly.
We did indeed.
Kelly did better, though. Kelly, you explain it.
So yesterday we were discussing notification about iOS 8. And being able to install it and what happens and what sort of notifications you get. And we determined, when I looked at mine, I have an iPad Air that had not yet been updated. And on my iPad Air, which I sync to my computer with a cable because I kick it old school here on the ship. When I plugged it in, iTunes popped up and said, hey, iOS 8 is available for your iPad. Do you want to download it? And so I said yes and updated my iPad. But I didn't get any sort of notification in settings or anything like that on the device previous to that. And it's a Wi-Fi iPad, but I'd been using it during the day. I like to use it sometimes for triaging email, you know, real quickly and things like that. So I was doing stuff with it throughout the day. Well after iOS 8 was released, I didn't update it until yesterday evening. And even then, I didn't see any sort of notification with it until I plugged it into iTunes that there was a new version of iOS available. Now, I don't use Wi-Fi syncing, so I'm not sure what would have happened. I have a hunch that it would have been similar behavior where when it started syncing, it would say iTunes would pop up on my computer and say, hey, iOS 8 is out there. Do you want to go get it? Yeah. But I didn't see any sort of my iPad cared not about the update yesterday until I plugged it into iTunes.
What started all of this was the business about the memory requirements for an over-the-air upgrade. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in the show yesterday, presumably if you got iTunes syncing on, you'll get a notice that there's a new version of the operating system. And it says you don't have enough room. I ran it about that. And instead of saying you should go connect it to iTunes where the memory requirements are negligible, you should start deleting stuff from your phone to make room for this upgrade. And so that's what started the discussion about whether there was a preference for whether you were going to do over-the-air upgrades or connect to iTunes. And apparently there is no preference for that. But what Kelly just said is right. I think that if you're doing iTunes Wi-Fi syncing, then you will get the message that there's an over-the-air upgrade, even though you don't have room to install it.
Yeah, I think it's the sync method. I think if you're syncing via iCloud, I think you get your update information via iCloud. And if you're syncing via iTunes, you get your update information via iTunes.
I think in retrospect, that totally makes sense. Yeah.
And what's interesting is that I know that the notification on your phone doesn't, or on your iPad, doesn't tell you you can also sync using iTunes, but if you go to Apple's webpage and they have a page about like frequently asked questions for iOS 8 or whatever, and it says if you don't have room to install the over-the-air update on your device, you can always use iTunes, and it links to an article about how to set up syncing in iTunes. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, but you have to go to a webpage instead of reading it right there on your iPhone display.
Right. There are better Boom. Ways to sort of get that word out, but...
Yeah.
And these... Yeah. Are our first world problems. and speaking of first world problems, there's a lot of people standing in line this morning. Still.
On spec.
Yes.
So, a whole lot of those people are standing in line in most likely vain hope.
You know, they must want some publicity or something. They want to get their pictures on the web because, you know, why couldn't they just take their old iPhone 5 or 5S, you know, set the alarm on the 5, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, get online, you know, order their new phone, be done with it, put the phone back on the nightstand, and go back to sleep.
I can give you some insight on that, John.
No, we have to stand in line for 2 days.
Okay, so I'm sure some people are totally in it because they want to be seen, of course. But there's a lot of people that go and stand in line to buy an iPhone, not because they – well, some people procrastinate, so they couldn't do pre-orders. But for some people, it's about the experience. And it's about having that whole social gathering where you're with all these other people that are just excited as you are about the new thing, in this case, iPhone.
That's true.
And when I have – I've never actually stayed in line all night, but I was going and hanging out for quite a while with people late at night. And then I'd go home and get some sleep because I had to get up and write in the morning and then go back and check out more about what's going on. And – what I experienced every time was that you had these people that had created this community of excitement surrounding the new device. And it was really about getting to share that experience with other people, which I think is really cool. And you don't see people do that for a new Surface tablet now, do you?
Yeah. And there's another feature, too. You know, if they in New York, if they do it the same thing they do in Colorado, where the store employee goes through the line, hands out the cards with your required version, then what there's is a great opportunity for people to mingle in the lines and swap cards and maybe optimize their purchase. Maybe you've got what I want, and I've got what you want.
Right. And I've seen people sell their cards, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's capitalism. Well,
and
sell
also
them for a few doubloons, matey.
There's also a lot of, you know, depending where you are, like we, in the olden days, for those playing along, back when we were all wee buccaneers, we used to have macOS launch parties, and you'd go to your friendly neighborhood, independent, Apple authorized independent reseller, and you'd hang out, and when the official OS dropped and you had to take it home in a box on a CD. Once that was live, like, you know, there'd be snacks and, you know, we're in Portland, so there'd be beer and you got to hang out with like people that you don't see super frequently because a lot of times the only time you get to see that person is when there's some sort of Mac related event and there didn't used to be that many. And so it was a really great opportunity to get together and sort of catch up. And so like if I was here, in line, I could be in line with the guys from Panic Software who go by, you know, like every year they're in line for a stack of phones. I could be in line with folks from Walmart Labs, which used to be Small Society. They built the Obama app and the Starbucks app and the Zipcar app. And, you know, there's a variety of people that I would not normally get to hang out with just, you know, having bumped into them at, you know, downtown Portland or whatever. And I could totally get an opportunity to hang out with a lot of those people that I don't normally get to see. And it's just a nice social event. It's another one of those pieces of the Apple community that I think is really great. But I do have to say that as lines go, this year, the lines are crazy. And last year, there was no pre-order. And yet still, the lines last year weren't anything like this.
Yeah, the lines are longer now, and we had pre-orders.
Yeah.
We got a video from one of our readers yesterday of the line at the Fifth Avenue store in New York City. So I'll include a link to that in the show notes so you can get an idea of what the line was like there yesterday afternoon. And then, of course, as the day progressed, the lines got longer at stores all around the country. And Melissa Holt, who writes a lot of tips for us, she swung by the Boulder store this morning, and this would have been after the store opened, and the line went down the mall and around the corner, and there were at least a couple hundred people in that line, and that was for a smaller store.
And Adam was live streaming when he went to the Apple store. He had a reservation, but he said the line was through the mall and out the door. When he got there this morning at like 8 o'clock, and I know that the line here about 6 this morning when they were showing it on the news, the line at our new beautiful downtown store was like 3 or 4 blocks long at 6 a.m. People started waiting at noon yesterday, and then they weren't allowed to wait overnight at the other two Apple stores here. So I don't know when they officially started letting those people get in line, but those lines were monster lines as well. So I don't know
that's
what.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did you see any Samsung video crews?
No, but there were pre-orders, which is the thing I just don't get about all these people that are all standing in line, because we all know, let's be honest, a lot of these people are going to walk away empty-handed even after having invested all this time.
All right, and they didn't do pre-order, and they're going to walk away empty-handed, and then they're going to go to their AT&T store and find out they don't have any, and then they're going to find out they won't have an iPhone 6 until Halloween.
If yep. that.
Okay, so here's one thing that I learned a couple years ago, and it's that Apple rations the iPhones. And they do this with iPads also.
Oh, yeah.
And so just because they ran out today, it doesn't mean that there won't be any at your local store tomorrow.
So, right. You so just have to be that's there true. Bright and early.
Right.
Yeah, but the iPhone 6 demand might be so great that they might cave on this one.
I don't think they're going to cave because they want people to be able to buy iPhones all weekend long. So I would be stunned if they just shot their whole load today and then said, well, that's it.
Yeah, I seem to recall that happening like 2 years ago when you went back on Sunday and they said, no, we're not going to see new shit until Monday. So,
yeah, but I've also been at an Apple store on a Sunday morning for an iPad, but I've seen it for iPhones also, where the store hasn't opened yet. People are lining up. The manager comes out and says, look, we don't get Sunday shipments. And a lot of people leave, and a few people said, we'll wait. And right after the store opens, a UPS driver shows up with a pallet.
And oh, my gosh.
The store manager's like, wow. Oh, I guess we're getting a delivery today.
Wow. So then the message here is keep the faith.
Yeah, definitely keep the faith. Surely. If you can't get yours today, get in line early tomorrow. And if you don't get it tomorrow, get in line early Sunday. And then there'll be more stuff coming in on Monday probably. But my guess is by Monday, it will be really hard to get more phones.
Mm-hmm.
And but then we'll have new inventory that's being built, and so we'll see stuff hitting the stores again before too long. But it's going to be slim pickings, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we only have a couple minutes left, but we promised some tips yesterday. So we need to follow through on our promises because that's how we roll. So I will start with an iOS 8 tip that I found to be incredibly useful once I figured it out. And this is how to enable third-party keyboards on your iPhone.
Oh, keyboard.
Yes. So what you do is you go to the App Store and you find the keyboard you want. So I'll use Text Expander as an example.
A brilliant example, by the way.
Why? Thank you. Yes, it's wonderfully useful. I've been testing it since it was beta, and I'm loving it. Okay, mm-hmm. So go and download the app because you have to have an app for a keyboard. Launch the app, and then now your iPhone knows the keyboard is there. So you go into Settings, and then from Settings, I'm going to try and do this from memory. That's a really bad idea. Go to General. And
keyboard.
Then keyboard.
And then keyboards.
Yes, and then keyboards. Now, once you're in keyboards, you'll see an option for adding a new keyboard. Tap that, and you'll see your third-party keyboards listed. And then you can select the one you want. Now, here's the thing. Once you select that keyboard and it shows up in your keyboard list, you now have to tap that in the list and then select the option for availability in all apps. If you don't do that, your keyboard's just not going to work right. So there you go. That's how you enable the keyboard. Now, to actually use the keyboard in an app that has keyboard option, meaning you can type text, next to the space bar, you see a little globe. Tap and hold the globe. And this is one thing a lot of people are like, holy crap, really? Tap and hold the globe. And now you can see all of the keyboards that you have available to you. So if you have emoji enabled plus text mm-hmm. expander plus swipe plus something else, instead of having to tap and tap and tap until you get the right keyboard, tap and hold on the globe and you get a list of the keyboards. Choose the one you want.
So now I'm going to add on to your tip to level it up. And that is, if there are keyboards that you use specifically very, very often, for example, text expander, you can edit the list of keyboards that's available to you and put the ones you use the most at the bottom of the list, and then it's less miles for your thumb every time you need to switch.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You don't want the important stuff at the top in this case. You want it at the bottom.
Right, because that's closest to where your thumb or finger will be.
Exactly.
Good call. All right, Kelly, do you have a tip?
I do. I have several, and most of them are things that are really small that I really enjoy. And one of the things that I've really been enjoying in iOS 8 is the audio messaging in Messages. So it used to be that when you pressed on the microphone, you could dictate, you know, down on the keyboard next to where the globe is for your keyboards.
Right.
There's a little dictation microphone. Well, now there's a microphone that is next to the actual text entry area up near the middle of the screen. So if you tap and hold on that, it starts recording you. And I'm going to level up this tip too when I'm done. You start recording, and then when you're done recording, or you know, if you screw up, you can swipe your thumb over to where the X is, and it will cancel recording, and you can take another crack at it. Or you can swipe your thumb toward the arrow, and the arrow will send the message. And I like that the arrow is up because it's like towards the message thread. So you send it up, and then it sends the audio message to the other person. And then that person taps on it, and they can keep it or not. It will self-destruct if nobody consciously saves it, which is also kind of nice. And then that person can reply to you. Sometimes it's easier to just send somebody audio. Like, I got to send a note to my stepdad yesterday because yesterday was his birthday. And so I got to send him a little note that said happy birthday because I knew he was busy because of, like, other family members are there visiting and they were out busy doing stuff. But I still got a chance for him to hear me tell him happy birthday, which I thought was kind of a nice thing. And then to level up this tip, there's an option in Messages where you can have it record when you hold your phone up to your ear. So you're looking at your Messages screen, you hold your phone up to your ear like you're taking a call, and you'll hear a faint little chime, and you start talking, and when you're done talking, you hold your phone back down to look at it, and then it stops recording, and then you can send it or not send it. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Cool. Okay, John, what's your tip?
Well, my tip is one I wrote yesterday, and makes me very happy that Apple has cleaned up the weather app that's in iPhone. There's no weather app that comes with the iPads, but on the iPhone, there's a nice little weather app with the sun and the cloud. And before, you would tap on the temperature, and you would get a little bit of information. But in mm-hmm. iOS 8, now you can no longer tap on the temperature. Nothing happens when you do that. Instead, you scroll down, and you see a nice long list. You see sunrise. Hey, you get to see the sunrise for today. Before, you couldn't see the sunrise after the sun had risen, and in case you needed it for historical purposes or you're writing an article and you need to know what sunrise was today and you don't want to wait until tomorrow's wrong time, which could be a minute off, or you're an amateur astronomer or you're, you know, whatever, you need to know what sunrise was so that you get that now and you get sunset for today. You get chance of rain, you get the humidity, you get wind, you get feels like temperature, you get the precipitation so far, you get the pressure in inches of mercury, and you get the visibility in miles. So you get a nice little summary, and that should have been there all along. It wasn't. It is now, and I'm very happy to see the weather app in iOS 8 being fixed up.
Awesome. Okay, so we packed a lot in today because
we did.
We went all pirate mateys. We, talked about our homework from yesterday, so we know more about syncing and updating. We managed to get through the iPhone 6 launch and iOS 8 tips. We are on fire today.
We are, and now I'm going to give everybody homework. If you are listening to this and your phone is Siri capable, here's a question that you should ask Siri. Siri, can I call you Jarvis? And see what she tells you. I'm not going to tell you what she tells you. You're going to have to go find out for yourself and see what she tells you.
I'm looking forward to my homework. All right.
For those who don't know, Jarvis is the AI butler in Iron Man. For people who may think that that sounds sort of familiar, you don't hear his name very often, but that's who he is. So ask Siri if you can call her Jarvis and see what she has to say about it.
Well, I use a male voice for Siri, so that'll be interesting.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens for you, John. Okay, we are out of time. Thank you, both of you, for joining me today. Kelly, John, you guys rock.
Hey, Hey, Kelly, we're going to have to call you the Buccaneer Wizard now.
It be me pleasure.
Two rings, the Buccaneer Wizard.
And enjoy your weekend, me mateys.
Our mateys. See you later.